Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Well, today, you know, hey, the season just ended, and we'll have lots of great content throughout the season. Today, I'm gonna pivot a little bit. I'm actually gonna talk about the Bengals today, but I'm gonna talk about something that relates to big time football and to the alma mater of a number of Bengals players over the years, and it's a personal story about somebody who was already in the limelight, but now just got a big time job. And this is my story about new Alabama, I believe he's associate head coach and offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, a guy I honestly haven't talked to him in a long time, but a guy that I actually GA'd with at South Dakota State University. He was the running backs GA, and I was the tight ends GA. So we worked together. We overlapped for a little bit of time there. And so in the offseason, we were going through tapes and doing different things. And, like, in the offseason, you break down all of what you've done over the last year. And, you know, you break it down by what you ran, what position, what field zone, all these sorts of things. And you have all this data, and then you put together all the clips that are related to each other, and you watch them all together, and you talk about, hey, what do we like about this? What do we not like about this? Is this something we still want in the offense? Is this something that we can build on, can grow on? Is this something we can do better here? All these sorts of things. And, you know, you kind of discuss new things, new wrinkles you want to put in. What's the next step of the evolution? Where you want to go with that? So I'm in this meeting, and we're watching one of these films, and it's Ryan Grubb, myself, Luke Meadows, who is currently the offensive line coach at Troy, previously coached Hakeem Adeniji actually at Kansas. He's one of the guys there as a guy who's a defensive two head coach at Texas Commerce now. Darren Wilkinson's in the room. My good friend Shannon Moore is the tight ends coach, special teams coordinator at the University of Wyoming. He's in there too. Josh Davis, who I believe is the offensive coordinator at University of South Dakota now. He's been bumped around a little bit. But Division I AA offensive coordinator now too. And I'm the one loser in the group, I guess. but anyway, it's all these guys in the group. And kind of backtrack a little bit. Back up a little bit, and I was we had this like kind of joke going on, because, you know, Ryan Grubb and I, you know, we GA together, and we spent a lot of time together, a lot of time breaking down films and doing different things, and we had this joke about, you know, I would say that I had some really good ideas, but then I like sometimes I just said some dumb stuff. And, you know, so it's like the Costanza thing. If you remember that, there was a plot line in Seinfeld where George talked about how he would have like one like dynamite idea, but then he would just say a bunch of dumb stuff and it would just be buried in a pile of crap, before the meeting was over, and nobody would remember that brilliant thing he said. And the plot line of that show was that he was going to, he was going to start, you know, displaying showmanship, and it was tying back to some famous person, or like whenever if they told a joke and it was really, really good, they would just like walk off the stage. So we're in this meeting, and we were talking about basically built-in audibles, and we had a couple of like names that, like, you know, this, hey, we're going to do this, you know, and they're going to have to, if there's four players on the side, you know, we're going to call alert. And if there's four players, you run it. You know, if there's more than four, you check and you go the other way. And then it was like, I forget what the name was for the three, but it was like a four letter word for the three. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, that's dumb. I'm like, hey, why don't we, you know, we're going to count to four and three to make it easier for the players. Why don't we make it spot, four letter word. You're going to count to four, and if you count past four, you know, now you know you check, and we'll make it spy for the other one. So, you know, when we're counting to three, all right, we're gonna call it SPY. Again, three-letter word, makes it really easy to teach, really easy to remember. And everybody's like, yeah, yeah, great. Oh, that's awesome. That's a really good idea, Matt. And, you know, like writing it down. And I look over at Grubb, and he's smiling, and he's kind of like gesturing at me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it for me. And I walked out of the room. It was like right in the middle of what was going to be probably like an 8-hour meeting, because those things are marathons. I just walked out of the room. Anyway, I did go back, obviously, and finish up the meeting. But just a humorous Ryan Grubb story that I thought of, with all the press that's been around him, all the media that's been around him, with the run that they had at the University of Washington, and now moving along to the University of Alabama. Just wanted to share that Ryan Grubb humorous Seinfeldism anecdote with you all today. So just a short one, going to be coming at you with lots of great stuff though over the course of the off season. We're going to be talking free agents. We're going to be talking draft. We're going to be talking, you know, next steps. What do the Bengals need to do? How do they get to the promised land? We're going to be talking offensive coordinator because it's going to be a new one. We think we know what it's going to be. Maybe it will be. Maybe it won't be. Maybe go believe myself. I don't know. We'll find that out. There'll definitely be lots of twists and turns. Nobody was expecting Orlando Brown a year ago. People weren't really expecting Jermaine Pratt to stick around. You know, these things change. Expectations, and you know, you never know what's going to happen. And we'll keep you poised, keep you ready throughout the off season, throughout draft season, throughout free agency. We'll stay in tune with all of the Bengals news that you need. And before I drag this thing out too far and say a bunch of nonsense, that's it for me. Hootay.